afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Those of you with excellent memories may recall last September there was a Looking Up report on the snappily named K2-18b. This is a planet 124 light-years away and one which may have thrown up our first signs of alien life. A couple of weeks ago, student Venu Prayag talked on this radio programme about techno-signatures, that is, looking in particular radio frequencies for signals that could not be generated by nature, that is, very narrowband signals with other characteristics of radio signals made deliberately by machines such as satellites. So, you know, looking for signs of alien intelligent activity out there in the universe. Well, there's also biosignatures, that is, chemicals which we do not believe can be natural. On September the 11th, 2023, the James Webb Space Telescope discovered that the planet K2-18b had methane and carbon dioxide in its atmosphere, indicating that it may be oceanic. It also found hints of a molecule called dimethyl sulfide, or DMS to make it easier to say, and on Earth, only life such as bacteria and phytoplankton produces DMS. So these hints had to be explored. And a few days ago, the James Webb carried out an 8-hour observation of the planet. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a few months for the results to become available, but it's very tantalising. K2-18b is more than 8 times the mass of Earth and over twice as big. It's around 2.5 times the radius of Earth and 8.6 times our mass. In 2019, the presence of water vapour in K2-18b's atmosphere was reported. Then last year, the James Webb Telescope detected carbon dioxide and methane, as well as a shortage of ammonia, which supports the theory that there's a water ocean underneath a hydrogen-rich atmosphere. And the additional presence of DMS lends weight to the idea that there is life on this distant planet. Scientists have been unable to think of any natural geological or chemical process that could create DMS, so it has to be made by living organisms, in other words. However, it could be that the oceans are just too hot, and in fact a study published earlier this year suggested that the ocean could in fact be lava. We've been conditioned by science fiction to think of other planets as being somewhat like ours, and indeed images from Mars look pretty much like the Karoo in the height of summer. We also think of life as being like us, with arms and legs, and if science fiction films are to be believed, American accents. In fact, as the late Stephen Hawking pointed out, we're in big trouble if aliens are like us, you know, rapacious, paranoid, and prone to subjugate anything that doesn't look exactly the same as us. But scientists are being extremely broad in their search for life beyond Earth, and it could well be the case that the universe is teeming with life, but it's not what you could enjoy a cup of tea and a cosy fireside chat with. The late David Bowie, who often seems to get a mention on this show, would like this next item, spiders on Mars. The European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter captured new images of small dark features that resemble spiders scuttling across the Martian region known as Inca City near the red planet's south pole. This phenomenon appears when spring sunlight warms layers of carbon dioxide deposited during the dark Martian winter. In turn, carbon dioxide ice in the bottom layer turns into gas, which builds up and eventually breaks through overlying ice up to a metre thick, according to a statement from the European Space Agency. The released gas then carries dark dust from the underlying ground upward, ultimately forcing the dust to explode out of the top ice layers like water from a geyser before settling on the surface. And this creates the cracked spidery formations measuring from about half a metre to a kilometre across. Marvellous! Spiders on Mars. Well, I'm looking forward to reporting on the James Webb findings from K2-18b before the end of the year. I leave you with this question. If we do find sites of maybe planktonish life 124 light years away, do you think it will change anything for us humans? For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.